Mexico and Canada had asked the World Trade Organization for authority to impose retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. because of the U.S. country of origin labeling law. They had asked for $3 billion in penalties. What they got was $1 billion.
The WTO decision affirms the fact that, indeed, they were overstating their damages.
But Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told us $1 billion still a lot, especially now that U.S. ag exports are already declining because of strong competition and the strong dollar. The only way to head off the penalties is for lawmakers to do something with the country of origin law. The Senate has yet to act on it. The House already voted to just repeal the whole thing. Vilsack said doing that would be overkill instead.
They can focus on the provisions of COOL that actually created the retaliation without necessarily eliminating all aspects of COOL, some of which people actually like and are benefiting producers without necessarily violating WTO rules and regulations.
He said he hopes they leave the option of a voluntary label open, but whatever they do, he says they need to do it quickly. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.